is a man that I've just recently met. His name is Matt Guba. He's from the UK. And just like us, last year, he, you know, in the last couple of years, he felt inspired to try to offer an alternative to the World Economic Forum, to the Great Reset. So he started the International Liberty Forum. And his plan is to do something similar to what we're doing, start hosting events, inviting out people as well, trying to influence the culture in the world. Let's go right into Matt Guba's presentation.
From birth, we're conditioned by the state to live within a system that's designed to control us. And with each generation that passes, that system is growing and increasing in scope. Right now, the level of control we're subject to by that system is growing at an alarming rate, being driven by an accelerating globalist agenda that's being sold to us by unaccountable supranational organisations like the World Economic Forum, selling it as the solution to all the world's problems. But in reality, the technocratic control system they're trying to sell us is the problem. The conditioning starts when we're young. We enter a school system that was designed in the Victorian era that has the primary objective of churning out obedient workers. Every aspect of the traditional state education system is meant to make us more obedient and more accepting of being controlled. Our children are quite literally being trained to comply with societal rules and politically indoctrinated to follow whatever agenda the state is pushing at the time. This has to stop. And it doesn't end there. As we enter adulthood, it's more of the same. People are convinced they must fit in, follow the rules and work in poorly paid, mundane jobs to survive, being paid in state-issued fiat currency. In fact, the entire financial system is designed to extract money from the majority and feed it into the pockets of a tiny minority of powerful people who control it. The whole system is stacked to prevent normal people from reaching their full potential while protecting the self-proclaimed elites who control the world. And here's the thing. Most people don't recognise what's being done to them. They don't see that they're being trapped. And because of that, they never even attempt to escape. But once you see it and know it's happening, you can start to take steps to escape it and live a life of freedom. The first step is understanding the threat. There is currently an agenda being pushed by a small number of very powerful, super-rich individuals who are determined to move us towards a system of centralised world governance. It's being done largely under the banner of the World Economic Forum. They call it the Great Reset. Why? Well, it's quite simple. They believe it's their route to ultimate power. These tyrannical globalist forces wish to lock us in a digital prison from which there is no escape. They are abusing new technologies and are attempting to build a nightmarish framework of systems designed to keep us under their control forever. Systems such as digital ID, central bank digital currencies, social credit scoring, to name a few. These are all disturbing and dystopian evolutions of a system that we need to escape from. So how can we escape it? In late 2022, I founded the International Liberty Forum, an organisation dedicated to pushing back against the obscene new depths of control being thrust on us by the state and their globalist NGO partners. We aim to fight back against the globalist agenda by raising public awareness of the threat it represents and by collaborating with others to co-create new solutions. But before we talk about solutions, let's be clear about some of the biggest threats we're concerned about. Then we can look at some ways we can counteract them. Let's start with digital ID. Gone are the days in which we could roam freely, living however we liked and going wherever we pleased. We now exist in a world of ever-increasing surveillance, in which governments are determined to monitor every aspect of our lives. Where we go, where we live, what we buy, and even who we associate with. We are being pushed down a path towards total monitoring and control using digital biometric ID. If they get their way, all of your biometric data, your fingerprints, your retinal scans, DNA, and facial recognition data will all be stored in a central database and linked to an ID number. Everything we do, Everywhere we go and everything we buy will be tracked, monitored, and available to the government at the press of a button. This is certainly not a future I want to live in. The impact on our personal freedoms of becoming part of this system would be dire. Privacy would be a thing of the past, because all of our personal data and activity would be instantly accessible by the state. This hideous level of surveillance would inevitably be used to drive censorship and manipulate individuals' behaviours, leading to a total loss of freedom and autonomy. And what happens when it's made mandatory for businesses to scan your digital ID before you make a purchase from them? Another huge area of concern is central bank digital currencies, also known as CBDCs. First, let's be clear about what these really are and what they would mean for us all. CBDCs are essentially a centralized version of cryptocurrency issued by your country's central bank. This means that if they are adopted and eventually replace our current monetary system, we're essentially talking about a situation where your bank account will be held with and controlled by the state. Every transaction monitored, every cent you earn, every penny you spend, and you guessed it, all linked and permanently recorded against your digital ID number. This means that, in theory, the government could cut off access to your bank account at the flick of a switch. Or worse, at the behest of an AI-driven algorithm that monitors your behaviour. And that leads us neatly to social credit scores. Now, if digital ID and CBDCs weren't bad enough by themselves, social credit scores take these concepts and put them on steroids. If you aren't familiar with what social credit systems are, let me explain it to you. They are technology-driven systems that use big data and artificial intelligence to assign a score or a rating to individuals based on their behaviours and actions. These scores are intended to reflect an individual's trustworthiness and are used to determine access to goods and services and opportunities such as loans, jobs, and travel. They utilise facial recognition cameras and track your every move, monitor your behaviour, and score everything you do. Imagine this. +1 point for doing things that the government likes, -1 point for doing things they don't like. You get the idea. Imagine a situation where your political views are deemed unsavoury by the state after a conversation with a friend is overheard by a surveillance camera in a store. Your conversation is logged against your digital ID, your social credit score is reduced, and as a result, you lose access to your bank account. This might sound far-fetched, but we've already seen this type of thing being implemented in China, and it is not pretty. So, if you're anything like me, this is most likely a system you want to escape from. Personally, I think anyone sane would run a mile at the thought of living life under these kind of conditions. So what can we do? Well, the first thing we can do is push back as hard as we can to try and prevent these things from ever coming to pass in the first place. And that is very much the focus of my organisation, the International Liberty Forum. We're working hard to raise public awareness about the threat posed by the WEF and shining a light on what they've planned as part of their Great Reset agenda. We're also driving grassroots action by creating ILF action groups in towns and cities worldwide, which are run by our members and aim to carry out local level campaigning. So far, action groups have been formed in the UK, the USA, Australia, New Zealand, and several European countries. In many of the locations, members have already formed local community meetup groups where they talk about ways to work together and co-create parallel systems. We've created the ILF Business Directory as well, a place where business owners who are opposed to the WEF agenda and wish to escape from the system can connect and collaborate with each other. The idea is to co-create a new network of small businesses around the world who wish to opt out of the system and work amongst themselves. So, ultimately, whether we allow ourselves to be trapped and governed by the system is down to us. We can push back, we can opt out, and we can refuse to comply. By working together, we can beat the agenda that is being thrust upon us, and we can create a future that we are proud to live in.
Are you sick of being told you will own nothing and be happy? Are you sick of being told how to live your life by the mainstream media?
Exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Are you exhausted with the truth community, focusing only on the problems?
Are you ready to do something about it?
Let's take action together. Join the Freedom Cell Network in January 2023 as we return with the Greater Reset for co-creation.
The Greater Reset is a five-day in-person and online gathering where solutions-focused speakers and organizations share practical steps for individual and collective liberation.
This year, we'll even hear experiences from real communities on the ground across multiple continents.
The Greater Reset 4 will focus on activating five focus areas over 5 days.
January 18th, liberate your mind, body, and soul.
January 19th, permaculture and food independence.
January 20th, agorism and parallel networks.
January 21st, take back our tech.
January 22nd, building free and conscious communities.
This is our time to co-create the world we want for 2030 and beyond.
Join us as we lay the foundation for the next stage of a free humanity.
Join us from January 18th to the 22nd, 2023, as we gather online, in person in Central Texas and Morelia, Mexico.
Join us for the Greater Reset 4, co-creation.
View the full speakers list and organize your local activation hub at thegreaterreset.org.